Hundreds of same-sex couples may be planning to go for Massachusetts marriage licenses Monday, but gay and lesbian advocates are urging them to get in touch with their lawyers first. That's because there are a number of legal concerns facing some couples that advocates say could hurt them and their marriages in the long run. WBUR's Audie Cornish spoke with attorneys who are trying to help couples navigate the marital process beyond the wedding day.
Attorneys are drawing large crowds these days in Massachusetts, especially those specializing in areas like divorce, family law, taxes, and estate planning. Students, families, and older gay and lesbian couples pack the rows of a 200-seat auditorium at Northeastern University. Many are armed with notebooks, folders, and questions for the night's legal panel on same-sex marriage.
Hey, good evening, and welcome to What You Need to Know. My name is Joyce Kaufman.
Throughout the evening, people scribble notes in the forum's pamphlet, which features a cartoon of Lady Justice and the Statue of Liberty locked in an embrace. Joyce Kaufman is a family law attorney and member of the Massachusetts Lesbian and Gay Bar Association. Kaufman says there are many instances where even the panel's lawyers are stumped by the audience.
All of us are getting phone calls every single day. What's going to happen if fill in the blank? You know, what should I do about this? What should I do about that? And, you know, sometimes we have an answer and sometimes we have to say we don't really know.
MJ Knowles and Christine Finn of Boston say they will definitely marry next week, but are frustrated at times with the legal wrangling involved.
Because we have never been able to have had the privilege to think about marriage, we don't know a lot about it, and we don't know the ramifications of marrying.
Well, and I guess my feeling about that is that we built our relationship based on not being able to marry, and we did a lot of legal work and spent a lot of money to make sure that we are protected and that we will be protected from anyone from our family coming in and trying to say that this wasn't what it is.
Couples are being told to hold on to legal work like co-parent adoption papers, health care proxies, and irrevocable trust, mainly because the Federal Defense of Marriage Act says that states, who like the federal government, have gay marriage bans, do not have to honor Massachusetts marriage licenses.
It's everyone's choice about whether or not they want to marry. We just want to make sure they understand the consequences.
Mary Bonato was the lead attorney in the case that led to civil unions in Vermont, as well as the case that paved the way for legal marriage in Massachusetts.
Right now, at least, if you're a member of the military and you marry, understand that you may face discharge. If you aren't a binational couple, understand that you're not going to have the rights you thought you might have as a family member, and in fact, it could jeopardize your ability to stay with one another in this country that exists right now.
Bonato also warns that there could be implications for couples seeking international adoption or low-income federal benefits like housing assistance or health care.
Whoever it is that marries in Massachusetts at some level is a pioneer because they will be married same-sex couples, and they'll be ambassadors, I think, as well, to non-gay folks to say, this is what it looks like when gay and lesbian people undertake these legal commitments, the ones you've been undertaking for many, many years now.
Many of the legal questions people have now will be hammered out as same-sex partners return to their communities as legally married couples. For now, bar associations around the state have been holding seminars and workshops for their own attorneys, as well as the public, to help navigate the new legal terrain that will open up on Monday. For NPR News, I'm Audie Cornish in Boston.